Oh, God. Don't do that.
This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EA Radio. I'm Tommy.
I'm Jim. And we are talking with folks from Precision Hawk. And this is, again, this new step forward, I think, with EAA and this event in mm-hmm. the embracing of drones and UAV technology. Sure. And UAV operators and service companies and things like that. So
absolutely.
We're joined by Irina Denisenko. I got it. All right. And so tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is Precision Hawk and kind of where you fit in the UAV industry?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Precision Hawk is an end-to-end drone technology provider. We create software, we integrate hardware, and we provide services to the enterprise across a variety of industries to enable business intelligence that's empowered by drone technology.
Gotcha. So it's not that you're necessarily a service provider in that you're flying them so much as you are enabling the capabilities of others?
We are truly end-to-end. So we create the software and put the hardware together for you to be able to do it yourself. We also run the nation's and the world's largest pilot network, where Part 107 providers and the respective certifications around the world are part of our network, and we bring them to the table mm-hmm. to do work for the large enterprises. And we have our own full-time staff of pilots who are terrific operators that can do a lot of the advanced deployments, such as flying beyond visual line of sight, which is a huge a topic in our industry.
Very true. And in fact, we'll get to some of those things as well. So this is the first time that at least I've seen Precision Hawk here at AirVenture. And again, part of that new embracing of the industry, where do you see your position here? Why is coming to AirVenture and talking to people here, why is that a thing?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, we know that the drone market is not going anywhere without the support of this community. You've got the right know-how, you've got the folks who know the airspace, know the aviation industry, and we've always been close with them. We want to get closer. We know there's a lot of folks who now have their 107 and mm-hmm. are looking to make a business out of it, make a living from it, and we're bringing them the opportunities to do so. So we want to start that conversation, get those connections going, put a face to the name, and work with partners like AOPA and EAA to make that happen.
Sure. Yeah. So, lastly. So, where are the barriers right now? What are the barriers to success? What needs to change? What needs to happen to make this thing work better for you?
Absolutely. You know, we're always working closely with the United States government and other jurisdictions outside the U.S. to move the industry forward from a regulatory perspective. Our Senior Vice President, Diana Cooper, of Policy, is a fantastic advocate for our industry and is a great face to our company, but really the industry, to show how this is a safe technology mm-hmm. and a beneficial technology to enterprises, to individuals, and really to the world. That's really the big thing. I think the regulatory hurdles, but also opportunities, are really what will push this industry to the next level.
So you're out there doing it, working in the field. Tell us about some of the applications that you see this technology going, from some of the obvious to maybe some of the more obscure or up and coming.
Absolutely. Well, some of the obvious, I'll say, anytime that someone's got to climb up on something and check for something, we want to make that safer.
Sure.
We want to give them a tool. The other one is, hey, I've never been able to put a thermal sensor up in the sky before, and now I can. And what can I do with that? Well, I can improve the energy efficiency of a building because I can see where the heat is escaping and so on. So it's really a variety of applications, everything from making someone's existing work safer to providing intelligence that they've never had access to before.
Okay. And that's really a good summary, I think, of how it's landing there. Where do you think that it's not being used yet that it can be?
Interesting. Well, one of the one of the really exciting...
I'm working for my niche market. Come on, work with me here.
Well, I don't know if it's niche. I mean, we're very excited about delivery. We don't play directly in that market at Precision Hawk, but we think that's a fascinating and a very real application of it. We've seen our counterparts in Australia really move quite the ball forward there. I'm excited to see what will happen in the United States when we get there.
Is Precision Hawk involved in any of the IPP?
We are, yes, in North Carolina with the NCDOT and a number of other partners. We are.
What's that particular project?
We're looking for enabling medical situations where drones can be used. Emergency response involved
dropping
in it.
Dropping in the defibrillators. That's the one.
That's right.
I gotcha.
That's right.
Yes. So that particular program, I think, is a good example of, well, you know, I guess the IPP programs in total are a good example of the FAA is starting to put some toe in the water. Let's see if we can actually do some of this stuff smarter, safer. By the way, this is the IPP, is the Integration Pilot Program beyond visual line of sight and beyond, you know, the weight restrictions sometimes and public safety and package delivery. There's a couple of those in there as well. So, but that it seems to be that the FAA is at least saying, you know, let's see what we can do safely under some very specific guidelines with some very specific strong partners to be able to do that.
They've been a terrific partner to the industry, and they're doing it the right way. They want to make sure that it's safe before it goes mass market. And so I think this is the exact next step that they should be taking, and we're very excited to participate.
Tell me about some of the things that you're going to be doing here on field, miscellaneous, I guess, where do I find you kind of stuff?
Absolutely. We'll be parked in two areas. First and foremost, we'll be in the EAA drone
The UAS Showcase at Aviation Gateway Park.
The UAS Showcase. Apologies. I need a little more coffee this morning.
It's a new name every year.
It's the drone tent.
So we will be there all of today, showing the various capabilities we bring to the market today and in the future. We'll also be putting on a drone social with AOPA and announcing some exciting things later tonight that we've been working with them on. So if anyone is here tonight, I do encourage you to stop by the AOPA tent at 5 p.m. tonight to
5:30. Gotcha.
5:30 tonight. They told me to be there at 5. They know me.
Right on.
To check it out.
Very good. Actually, myself and Tommy and Slider are all going to be there. So yeah, we're all 107 pilots here. So,
yes.
We have one more. Do I need to register or can we just have him show?
What's just come on over.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. So that's, I guess, kind of the why are you here and where is the industry headed? So you talk about some of the service that you offer from consulting. I mean, is it a buy it all or not, or is it something that I can kind of pick and choose? Like, I need a sensor solution for this particular task, and that's all I really need from you. Is that a
Absolutely. Okay. We fully recognize that the industry is still in its infancy. And so we offer the end-to-end suite of solutions, but we, as part of that offering, you can pick and choose your point solutions. And so we work with everyone from very large enterprises that, you know, you read about in the papers every day who do need that end-to-end solution because they're a large business. They need that hand-holding, if you will. As an individual operator, absolutely. If you're looking to get into LiDAR, that's been a huge market for us for the last few years to enable individual operators to add LiDAR to their portfolio of what they can offer.
If it's something that you don't offer yet but are looking for ideas, are we open? Open to ideas?
Absolutely.
We should talk.
Excellent. I want to hear them.
Very good. So, again, you're going to be at the UAS Showcase over at Aviation Gateway Park. And is that just today or is that throughout the rest of our adventure?
It will be just today.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's good that we caught you today.
Absolutely.
Trying to see what time it was.
You're good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, I know you're the one that's driving, but that's behind me. So, man.
I know how you get about drones. You get very enthusiastic. I just sit on the sidelines and go, I'm not going to get a word in. I'm just going to let Jim go.
Right, right. So some of the services, you list analytics as one of the things on your website. So is this a...
What's a real world application of that?
Right.
Absolutely. So, look, we work a lot with engineering and construction firms who are looking to improve how they're getting data into their 3D models, whether those be in CAD or any other software they're using. One way they can do that, of course, is they've got sensors from the ground. Another way they can add to that is you put sensors in the sky. And so that's been a big market for us, whether they're looking at, you know, structures that are permanent, like a tower or a wind turbine or whatnot, or stockpiles, which are obviously in transit. Type of structures, but are very big nonetheless.
Okay, and then the software to gather that and put it, sensors to gather it, the software to pull it together, and then analytics of what does this actually mean to me?
Exactly, okay. That's really what our customers care about, whether they're individual operators or they are the large enterprises. Mm-hmm. It's all about the so what. I don't care how you got there. So what?
Right, right.
Yeah. Now what do I do?
Exactly.
Team of pilots you refer to, or the group of or the listing of other pilots for particular services, explain that.
Absolutely.
Better.
So Precision Hawk has two offerings when it comes to flight servicing. We've got our full-time pilots who are, as I said, trained on very advanced deployments, whether it's beyond visual line of sight or LiDAR sensors that are, you know, things like the Regal View, which is a very expensive piece of technology to put in the air. And so those folks are focused on advanced deployments. Separately, we've got our pilot network, which is a fantastic option for someone looking for wide geographic dispersion. Very quickly, we can get a pilot there and enable them to get you whatever you need, whether it's a visual shot of a real estate property or a post-disaster, post-hurricane type of analysis of what's going on the ground.
Excellent. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Irina Denisenko from Precision Hawk. Go find them today at the UAS Showcase at Aviation Gateway Park. And this has been EAA Radio.